Welcome to CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azuz. We're starting today with a recap of a hostage situation that unfolded this week in Australia. In its largest city, Sydney, a gunman entered a cafe Monday and took about 17 people hostage. Australian officials believe he acted alone. They don't know yet what he wanted or why he targeted the cafe. Officials say the suspect was born in Iran. He considered himself a Muslim religious leader. He had a criminal record in Australia, and experts believe he was inspired by Middle Eastern terrorist groups. Hours after the standoff began, several of the hostages escaped. And 16 hours into the siege, Australian Special Forces and police stormed the cafe from two entrances. They killed the gunman and ended the standoff. Two of the hostages died in the siege. Four others, including a police officer, were injured. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott called it a difficult day, but said Australians had risen to the challenge. Staying near Australia for our second story, hundreds of miles off the country's coast, searchers are scouring the ocean floor for the wreckage of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It was traveling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, to Beijing, China on March 8th. Authorities believe it took a turn and then just vanished somewhere over the Indian Ocean. The disappearance of its 239 passengers and crew is one of the biggest stories and mysteries of 2014.
Flight MH370 ended in a sudden Indian Ocean.
How fast it goes depends essentially on the sort of terrain you're covering. And that varies from quite flat plains or sloping areas to ravines and fissures and crevasses, which require much closer work.